Paper up periodical.
Yes.
Should be three times a year. Yes. Published by Black Horse. The problem is all Spaniel. The editor, from the beginning, I don't know who they were, the last editor I remember was the poet Winston Auden. Auden, the poet.
Yes.
He was the editor.
I see.
In 1927. He passed it on to somebody else, and then his friend Clarence, Arthur called him up, who was a novelist, became a novelist. He was my, he are older than me in St. Paul's, we were friends. And he was a sort of literary person, literature, sort of highbrow,
yeah,
and special. And he was at Harvard, and he passed on to me. And I became this. And I met young student writers of, including my, the members of my Harvard Shredder House, called Bernard Spencer. He didn't have much of a career. He was a friend, yes. He fell out when the British Council, I drifted apart from him. He fell out of the train when they committed suicide and looked at him. Going back to the army. If you ask me, my friend, my graduate friend of those days, outside my college.
Who was in the editorial board? In the editorial?
No.
Now, was it prestigious to become the editor?
Quite.
You wanted to be?
I accepted it. I was surprised you offered it. I enjoyed it.
So how many?
Yes, certainly I have friends. Call them after one. They're called Humphrey House, was after the famous English scholar, was another. Prédier.
Prédier was in your days?
Yes,
and he was in Christ Church?
Yes.
Came from Eton. And he's a Jew?
Half. Father was half.
I see.
A Jewish boy.
I see.
I met him in Austria.
So most of your Oxford friends are from a later period. I mean, from All Souls and the early New College days.
It seems.
I'm
trying to think who else was here from those days. Tony Andrews was professor of Greek history, New College, if I knew. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I can see now. And now, John Foster became a friend of yours later.
May called Robinson, who became headmaster of Bradford Grammar School,
yes,
at Corpus with me. He was a genuine friend.
Now, David Cecil, later.
38. He was not Oxford. He was a Don Oxford between 22 and 28, then went to London.
I see.
Came back.
I see.
Don Waddle. He went to New College in 38.
Yeah. We'll come back to him because you mentioned him in a very special way.
A great friend.
Yes. So it's really.
I became a philosopher. I was interested in philosophy.
Yes.
And met other undergraduate did philosophy. That's how I met Crosby.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean...
Let's stop now.
Yes, the crucial questions are now, but you are tired.
I couldn't answer you.
I'm sure.